Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Lowry is our guest, our new friend. He won't be a new friend for long, though. We're going to keep up with him, see what's going on in his world. He's the president of Maruka USA. That's a Japanese founded company, headquartered and based out of Japan, but doing business in America for a long time. He's the first American president of Maruka USA. And we're talking, he's been in the industry for his whole career. And so he's forgotten more than most of us will know about the machinery and manufacturing industry, or sector, I should say. Gary, thanks again for being here. Tell us what you're seeing out there as you look across the economy for your business and for the associated sectors that you serve. One of the things that I'll mention first is it looks like the automobile industry, which is a big part of the tool and die industry, it seems like the automobile industry is having a little bit of a tough time right now.
The automobile industry has been very good the last several years, and of course it tends to be a cyclical business a little bit, go good for a few years and then have a little bit of realignment. And we kind of expect 2000, the rest of 17, 18 to see a decline in automobile sales, which also affects our business of machine tools, because they're not selling as many cars, so they don't need as many parts.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, we are seeing, medical industry remain strong, aerospace remain strong. And we're beginning to see the energy sector slowly begin to improve a little bit.
It does seem to be coming back a little bit, doesn't it?
It does.
The oil patch is coming back a little bit.
Because
don't you think that's because the United States is becoming more of a player globally?
It is.
Even though the overall price of oil is coming down and the OPEC is trying to cut back, America is emerging, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And another thing that a lot of the energy manufacturers have done, they've been able to reduce some costs, but now what they're focusing on with new equipment is how can I make the part, how can I be more competitive, to where we can be profitable at $55 a barrel or $50 a barrel rather than $75 a barrel.
Right, right. And that's where we've all had to do that since 2008, haven't we?
Yes, it certainly has, and many companies have gone to outsourcing ourselves. We started outsourcing our HR,
right,
which was a big deal for us to make that transition. But we deal across 50 states.
What did the concept of outsourcing, as you applied that to your business model, what did outsourcing, regardless of how you did it, what did that How much leverage did that give you? How did that leverage your resources, your internal resources?
Well, internally, it allowed us to, we really didn't reduce any people, but it allowed us to expand technology, for one. We were struggling. How do we get, information to our employees? So by outsourcing, we were able to, everything's online now. Our employees have much greater access to their information.
Which improves engagement, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the quality, and for us, it reduces our risk, where we deal in many different states that have many different regulations.
Oh, yeah. No, I can really see how that would benefit you. As you operate your business, what is your biggest challenge right now?
Well, I think our biggest challenge is probably keeping up with technology, keeping up with the change, and being able to educate our people, being able to find people that are knowledgeable when it comes to automation, when it comes to the technology we need to be able to be delivering to customers, and then how to support those customers.
Mm-hmm. What about people? How are you doing with finding the right people? There seems to be a challenge across the country. Several million jobs going wanting, good jobs going wanting, because we can't find qualified people. What's your experience?
That's exactly right. And we're a big proponent of trying to train and grow our own people, because it's really very difficult to find outside. You're either stealing somebody from somebody, and that's hard to do, good people. But training people from within takes additional time, and you have to, you know, look into the future as to what your need's going to be. But
do you see that? Do you see that as a model that's going to be increasing more and more people, bringing young smart people on and training them and bringing them up?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're a perfect example of that, aren't you?
The only option. Yes.
I mean, you're the poster child for Maruka's strategy in that way.
I guess you could say that.
Yeah, because you've been with them now since '80, and you've had all the jobs.
Yeah.
probably a broom in your hand back there in the old days too.
A broom, a lawnmower, a sandblaster. Yep.
Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Give us the website quickly one more time.
MarukaUSA.com.
All right. Hey, Gary, will you come back?
I will.
We've enjoyed having you here. You did a good job. We'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.